Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I'll be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadiums pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio, the show that is controversial, that gives you news, views, and interviews from all the wrestling superstars of the day, past, present, and future. Yeah, yeah, it's Wayne Benitez. What up, y'all? And we got some major announcement coming up in a few moments. As waiting on my co-host, they'll be in a little bit later. What it do? What it do, baby? Yeah, yeah. Right now, watching the Redskins and exhibition with the Browns. Still, not, I don't take that shit very lightly. So, wait till they do in the season. But just for the rookies and invitees to keep their junk spots. You dig? Oh, Oh, he's in there for a touchdown, Clay Williams. Yeah, score is 19-17. Norris Paul, tight end, their starter. He's out with an injury. Come on, Dan Snyder. Come on, McCollum. Come on, Jay Gruden. Hire motherfucking Chris Cooley. It doesn't take a rocket science. Hide them up. If you don't hire, Redskins Nation will riot in this bitch. Do the motherfucking right thing. Y'all already hating on my boy Santana Moss, not giving him the job. He's way better than Andre, some fucking Andre Roberts. That motherfucker can't even hold on to the motherfucking ball. Yeah, let's talk about TNA versus Global Force Wrestling storyline angle. It was all right, but it wasn't no big deal, no crowd reactions. No one didn't give a damn about TJ Black, the former, Justin Gabriel of WWE, or Chris Modesky, that used to be Chris Master in WWE. I guess because they was more of jobbers, basically, that they didn't give a fuck. So, Brian Myers was all right. He was from the Edgehead, so he didn't get buried that much. He just wasn't on TV, mostly. And it was nice to see Trevor Leto, definitely. Definitely, this kid got potential. It was a so-so impact. But let's see how it carries on, and it's supposed to get good, a good finish out of it, so. Also, some news also. Our fellow guest, Stevie Ray, he's the Wildcat Heavyweight Champion, Wildcat Entertainment Heavyweight Champion. And recently, someone broke in his car. They took the car radio. I think they did take the car radio, and they took the belt that he won. Right now, they looking for the motherfucker who has it. That's some grimy shit. Like you said, they didn't even go after the his Bluetooth, but the championship belt, it must be some mark-ass motherfucker looking to get fucked up. What that motherfucker think? He can go to a pawn shop and get a deal with that and shit? That's some cruddy ass shit. So I wish Stevie Ray would catch up, find out who it was. He smacked the fuck out of him, back and forth. Probably a mark ass pussy that took the belt. This motherfucker probably never had sex in his life, so he can't even get no pussy. That's a bitch-ass move right there. I'm sorry. This motherfucker probably living in his parents' basement and shit. It was probably one of those motherfuckers probably inside of that building. A dumbass mark. Yeah. How everybody like that Drake versus Meek Mill's beef? Calling you. Drake put a killing on him. No recovering. He's trying to throw in the flag, Meek Mill's. They're saying it's done. Drake just Vince Carter, that nigga. Man, he got his shit cut off. He got his work cut off for him, you know? Great. Man, Brink making a name out of himself. Man. In the rap biz right now, it's cool to be a light-skinned dude right now. I like how he had that in one of his verses, this verse. The new trend now. The light-skinned dudes. Yes. Some other news about what else? What's going on right now? Yeah, Ray Rice trying to get back into the NFL right now. There's one team that's interested, the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I think they'll give him the minimum right now to prove himself. Then if he does good and stay out of trouble, he'll probably get a big deal from that after this season over. He deserves a second chance. Man, I don't condone men hitting women, but his wife, Janae, is not no saint whatsoever. Shoplifting. What the fuck? For a dress? This was a few years ago. Yeah, the bitch pushed his buttons right there. I heard that she was one of those types that that would get another bitch's face in public. Oh shit, my cousin on TV, y'all. Deshaun Jerry, he just made a play. Oh, nice. He'll come on the show, you know, some of that NFL stuff, and also his days playing in Virginia Tech. Damn well, I'm getting hooked up for a few tickets this season. Other news also, we have the season ending of Lucha Underground right now. That was some good shit for 2 hours last week. Right now, they're trying to get a TV deal that's worth a lot of money, or even some huge sponsors or something like that. They're working on Tel Aviv, the Mexican, in Mexico, one of those big networks right there that have a lot of money that can fund Lucha Underground. They're still talking to Lunavision. Let's make that shit happen. They can be a viable number two up against WWE. That Robert Rodriguez and Mark Burnett and Lucha Underground win that Emmy for Best Reality Drama Show, Soap Opera. Let's hope so. That's in the next couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, something like that. And you never know, they might strike a deal with Netflix streaming for the, which now is taking over the, that's another thing for contract signings right there. They're doing deals with Chris Tucker. They have the Full House deal. that's coming back. They coming back for a season spinoff, so television spinoff with Jodie Sweetin and Candace Cameron, but no Olsen twins in this one. But only they're gonna be having, I think, what is it, three boys, three children, something like that, some shit like that. So that's what's up, all you Full House fans out there. There's also was Married with Children. They making a return also. They didn't go out on top last time. They never know that they was canceled. All the cast members didn't know that until the last minute. I mean, late they found out. But they'll be back, definitely. Another successful sitcom, definitely. We need those good-ass sitcoms. What happened to the intro, the theme music intros? Sitcoms used to be having that. Now all of a sudden, let's go to them, to the credits and them without no theme song or nothing. I guess reality shows is taking over, so Ordinary People or other celebrities and washed up has-beens has the contract deals. WWE ratings went up. They did a 2.7. Last week it was a 2.6, so nothing to brag, but that was horrible to do with a 2.7 back in 99 for Nitro. Sometimes they even was doing also, but Nitro was doing 3.0s and 3.5s when Raw was doing 6.5s and six almost sevens in the ratings also. More predictable day, even though John Cena has the he wore the shirt on Tough Enough series and it said 15 time on it, and but still that I still think said that he's going to be a 16 time and on that SummerSlam just the tie Ric Flair's record. In which, how the fuck he not even 40 years old? And guys like Flair, Hogan, yeah, I said Hogan, yeah, and up a few others also had title belts when they was past their 40s and or late 40s, they was world champion. But now, you know, WWE for the last 10 years been flip flopping, playing hot potato with the WWE belt, and which is fucked up. I wouldn't even credit him if he did break Ric Flair's 16th time record. That's ridiculous, like Randy Orton 12 times. Of course, they were flip-flopping the belt. If you want to call in the show, it's live right now, 646-478-5325. Yeah, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Montana, you know when you hear that? And murder. Murder. huh? Made my first meal, start tweaking, ho. And told my old bitch, I ain't speaking how. Montana, I'm a block nigga. You heard they shot me and I shot nigga. Young ho, boss, let a rock nigga. Three bricks for a verse, that's a swap nigga. Shot my nigga Meek, he on lock nigga. Shot my nigga Matt, he in a box nigga. Pull up La Marina in a yacht nigga. Skate off like a pirate with your thot nigga. You heard she's a freaky hoe. Bitch ain't loyal, she fuck breezy hoe. Believe me, you can act dweezy hoe. I heard she fuck puff like a week ago. But I still want the pussy though. I'ma smurder dance on a pussy hoe. That bitch ass full of bullet holes. Still paid couple grand for that pussy hoe. I'ma smurder dance on 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 that pussy hoe.
It chew me up some hot nigga. Like I told fish I see when I shot nigga. Like you seen him twirl then he drop nigga. And we keep the mind millies on my block nigga. And my dick keep it on him, he done drop niggas. And we be wildin', he some hot nigga. Tones known to get busy with them clocks nigga. Try to run down and you can catch a shot nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. This shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get up on my trap house. I've been selling crackers like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me chip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I go all out. Shorty love the way that I flow out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no pussy cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot, I send a drop on them. She gon' call me up and I'ma stick the hot on them. Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy Shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. With GS for my gun squad. And bitch, if there's a problem, we gon' gun brawl. Shots popping up the AR. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Bra. Bro, daylight and we gon' let them things fall. Tell them niggas free me, she on me subway. Free Breezy, ho. And tell my niggas murder team, ho. About a week ago, Fuck with us and then we tweaking, ho. Tweaking, ho. Run up on that nigga, get to squeezing, ho. Squeezing, ho. Everybody catch them bullet holes, bullet holes. Niggas got me on my bullet, yo, bullet, yo. I'ma run out, put that gun on him, gun on him. I'ma run out, go dumb on him, dumb on him. Niggas got me on that young shit, young shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap mode in this motherfucker, hotter than a bitch. Hey, yo, pull up, I need some more drinks.
Different girl, same type, fall asleep, up again, different day, same life. our face. Bitches call me Nano. No feelings, middle fingers to the ceiling. We get it how we live. I'm about to touch a million. Vodka and rosé, real niggas know me. Fuck the whole industry, I did it for the whole
yes,
man.
Yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all.
Bentley drop bomb, get your chicks, glock bomb, niggas trick, flip, leaking hella quick. You niggas were never rich, don't play with my intelligence. Bring me ghetto grandma, him in every vehicle you see. Hustle hard, a scrammer, playing a destiny, I gotta see. Rolling up a lot of weed, used to singles, now I'm picking out a 3 Audi 8. Nappy here, naughty cake, millions with my hobby make. 7 cars, maybe 8, his risk every day we take. Damn it, they gon' make me wait, make mistakes, wipe them all away. I change my pace, global buzz, famous taste. When it makes me change they face, watch this maintain the state. Queens and Brooklyn kicking doors, same struggle, same fate. Pause, bar, big applause. The more you slack, the more you get the law. You better buy the bottle and forget the call.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all.
Top of the world, my, I'm still magnificent. See me in a flesh, little chick star whispering.
We are back at Wrestling X Factor Radio. Joining me is Tommy Two Chips, the co-host.
Hey, what's happening?
Ain't nothing. Yes, people want to hear about my major announcement. I'm going to break your head right now.
Oh, break it. Yes. I'm definitely curious.
Yes, I've been trying hard and hard. I've been talking to Joe Vila of WWE, in charge of that PR department, of trying to have an interview with Eva Paul, Triple H, Levesque, or Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a lot of softball questions. It's going to be the truth, the hard questions. So they watered down Steve Austin podcast when he on the Daily Network now. Ever since Vince didn't like those comments he made, those questions he asked last time. I want him to have the balls, even one of them, to show up on Wrestling X Factor Radio anytime, day, night, morning, evening, whatever. Just show up and give every fan the truth on why you do this in storylines and why it also hasn't been a 100% African American WWE champion. We don't want to hear about Rock being, or no, Rock is Samoan, half black, half Samoan. We want to know the truth, Vince. Give us the motherfucking truth.
Whoa, that is a big announcement. You called somebody out.
Yes. And another thing, Vince, why do your company continue to stereotype every minority out there? Black, Latino, Asian, whoever, they sick and tired of it. They're not going to get over their gimmick.
Yeah, you definitely have the concerns, you know, there.
Right.
Definitely some concerns.
Right. Even the Indians stereotype them. Let them play off their what they like. Let them be who they want to be. It's not going nowhere. You see, Vince, you need to be watching Lucha Underground to see how these guys do it. Even Ring of Honor, serious wrestling. Now they may have the entertainment also mix in with it, but there's no stereotypes whatsoever.
Yeah,
and
I see where you're coming from.
And we, yes, it's time, Vince. Show up on my show on Wrestling X Factor. We're not going to humiliate you. We are not. I don't care. You can have to send your daughter Stephanie, send Paul Levesque, even send Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, we ain't telling the wrestling fans. You know, there's a legit concern you have there, Wayne. You speak for a lot of people, so you definitely, you know, it's good questions. You know,
right?
You know, good concerns. I mean,
right?
He will probably would say that, you know, he got rid of Hulk Hogan, which was a plus, and he probably would say that he always, you know, honors, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. on his birthday. You know, do a little tribute to him every year. So that's probably just one private thing he would say, but there's still a lot of questions, you know, that, you know, he can answer. You know, that he, you know, that raised concerns about. So,
even Titus O'Neil, definitely, he definitely did a good thing of giving back to the homeless, taking them to out to eat to restaurants and stuff. And gave back more. He needs to be in the headline news. And definitely he should be definitely pushing the future also. He could be that first black champion.
Even if it's like a transitional champion, still be a black champion, you know. Just a champion.
Right. And I know it was the truth about 19 years ago about Armand Johnson that he was going to give him make him the first black WWF champion, but they strapped that up.
He got injured. That's part of the reason. What's the other reason for it? Because of his skin color?
Right. Injury prone, yeah. But he did admit it was racist there in his shoot interview or in other interviews like that. We would love to have Tony Norris on Armand Johnson on this program. Because they actually...
Yeah,
right, they actually wrote racist slurs on his vehicle leaving the arena.
Wow.
I think this has to have been in Tennessee or Alabama, one of the places out in the south.
Probably Alabama. That's just a guess.
Right.
But that'd be cool, you know. It would be, you know, cool, you know, Vince McMahon or any, you know, like Paul Levesque or anybody, you know, come on the X Factor page, you know, because, like, you know, we're not dumb fans, we're intelligent fans, you know. We're not going to insult Vince McMahon or anything like that. You know, it'd be groundbreaking. So yeah, you offer the invitation. The invitation is there. Which is,
right.
You know, which is groundbreaking itself, just getting an invitation.
Okay, Vince, let me put it like this. They said Black Lives Matter, Black Pushes Matter. Come on, Vince. And what's up with why can't they just call women wrestlers instead of the so-called stupid name Diva? That's why ESPN doesn't take your shit seriously. The reason they was covering WrestleMania because of Ronda Rousey was there. The only reason. And they've been turning down other things from WWE because they don't consider them a legitimate sport because of the Diva and all of this. They consider themselves a TV episode show.
And he has been, you know, Vince McMahon, you know, has said it's entertainment. You're talking to ESPN. He said that. You know, he also, you know, said that it's an episode, so, you know, it's an episode. You know, hence the term sports entertainment. While you have your other wrestling, you know, companies don't call it sports entertainment. It's called a sport, you know.
Right.
So, it's because, you know, there's a man, you know, love to have Vince McMahon, you know, on the
right.
Like the page. This is,
right.
You know, more of an understanding, you know.
Well, even bring Michael Cole up here.
Yeah, even Mike. Well, yeah.
Even though Vince McMahon is in his, and him and JBL's air 24 all day on Raw, telling them to say Divas Revolution. What kind of that made me want to throw a brick? If I was somewhere in the arena, me and Michael Cole was saying that.
Well, I don't hate Michael Cole, but I never really been a fan of his commentating. I've been like really neutral. I don't hate him. I don't like him. You know.
Yeah. He's not the best announcer in the world. Yeah.
Right. I mean, compared to Julie Styles.
Right. Oh, hell no. No way. Joey Styles should be the lead announcer, period, for all WWE programming.
Yes. People would just tune in to listen to him talk. That's how good he is.
Yeah. Why, Vince? Why? Because he's from Extreme Championship Wrestling? Why?
I don't know any time. Jim Ross, Gordon Soley, you know, Tony Schiavone, and another commentators, announcers. I don't know anybody who call a whole pay per view like Joey Styles. He used to call whole pay per views, commentate, announce, and everything. The man was just straight out the bomb.
Right.
You know,
he even did the whole thing by himself.
I mean, I was watching, you know, was November to Remember, one of November to Remember, and Bray Legos, you know, and the guy was like, whoa. And he wasn't boring. He kept you into the pay-per-view. He didn't get long-winded attire. That's super talent right there.
Right. And he's just in WWE offices working the internet. Are you serious, Vince? The internet? And a little bit of WWE network if he's needed.
I mean, even if he does, if he commentates NXT, man, anything he put Joey Styles in, have him commentate or announce, it would just get better, enhance it 20 times, anything, you know. But yeah,
I noticed that Michael Cole is out. Is in a different element when he do the interviews on NXT. He's not nothing like like a goof on Raw. It's because Vince McMahon.
Well, you know, who's not getting like stereotyped or not be made, you know, not to have bad images about him? Darren Young.
True.
You ever notice that how he's being, you know, put up, you know, properly, no stereotypes, you know, his lifestyle. You know, they're all protecting him. You know, that's the way I see it.
They could have done so much with Darren Young. They could have had him as a blank John Cena gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out defending the U.S. That could have been another one right there. He could have open challenge Cena for the U.S. title, and then he'll bring back the U.S. spin-up out.
Yeah, that was a possibility.
Yeah, look how much all the toys are going to be selling. John Cena action figure. I mean, Darren Young.
Mm-hmm.
he has his mannerisms. He have on the capris and everything.
Oh yeah, but you just can't rap like Cena. That's probably the only difference.
Hey, you never know. You never know. it can be funny. But why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can use word life.
But yeah, Vince McMahon have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of crazy stuff. You know, we need to know some things. We want to know some things.
Yeah. And another thing also, Defense, how come would you still hire Darren Young if he was already gay when he came, before he got to the company? That's a question right there.
I wouldn't even think so.
He
hired Pat Patterson. And he's been over gay. Now, I don't know how the other wrestlers are gay.
His best friend, he didn't show that to the mainstream though. Only on the WWE Network.
Right.
Only the hardcores and the smart marks knows that his lifestyle.
Right. For years, but the mainstream was kept quiet. Darren Young just brought out in the open, like, hey, look at me.
Right. And why in the hell is WWE sponsoring Glad? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Matter of fact, they're working with him. I'm sorry. There's some things I can do, some things I will approve of, and I will not support a gay organization. I'm sorry. I will not do it. Christian that I am, no. I don't care how good of a cause it is. They have the same cause as me, you know, this bullying thing. I will not work. No.
We know Vince is a conservative. But I think he's just showing his difference that they are a friendly company and stuff. And if that's the case, why they not hiring no transgender wrestlers that's on the indies? Why they not hiring no other gay wrestlers that's already out there? Because they didn't rehire Chris Kanyon when he got let go and he came out. Orlando Jordan, another one also, when he came out. And they didn't bring him back. And if they supposed to be supporting Glad, why is no even there's a few lesbian indie wrestlers out there like Mercedes Martinez. Why she hasn't been looked at? You got the WNBA. They have half of their roster is lesbians. What's going on, Vince? Why are you supporting this organization and you don't even have only one person on their roster that that is gay. You're just trying to make publicity out of him.
And it's all about raising money to him. But you think about it. See, you had Mike Sams, who was an openly gay NFL player. You know, like, he played for a couple of teams. Now he's not playing at all anymore. And then you had another NBA player who was gay, played for the Brooklyn Nets. You know, he's not playing anymore in the NBA. There's a reason that most athletes do not want to play with an openly gay athlete. I'm telling you that right now. They don't. And in a way, I can't blame them. You know, they just don't want to do it. That's why he's not playing anywhere. People say Micah Sams wasn't a good player. You know, I think he was a little bit below me.
He was good. He was a first team All American at Missouri Tigers. What happened was his draft stock went way down when he came out. He was going to be in the first or second round, but when he came out, it went way low in the late sixth round.
Because I'm pretty sure that now women, I don't know, you know, WNBA, you know, I don't know why, you know, I know there are a few gay women gay women, WNBA
like,
players, but
yeah. Dude. Like Brittany Griner or even Cheryl Swoops came out.
Cheryl Swoops, oh, yes, right, she did come out. I'm like, whoa.
And they have relationships on in the WNBA with women with other women players also. Which led to domestic violence between Brittany Griner and her girlfriend because her girlfriend cheated on her with another guy and got knocked up.
So she was bi.
Right.
Oh, crazy nonsense. But yeah, you know, I'm gonna say this. It's a part of the agenda. First, I think it's part of the gay agenda to put gay everything I be gay this, gay that, you know, just forcing on the people. You see every TV show right now has entertainment, especially entertainment. Oh, my goodness. You see, just like just throwing it at our faces and everything, you know. That's why a lot of states try to fight it because it's being forced upon us. And, you know, if you don't.
Right. Go. Yep, exactly.
You know, and here's the thing. I'm not saying anything racial, okay? I'm not calling them by no derogatory names or anything. But I'm a hater because I don't approve their lifestyle, you know? So you this, you that. With my freedom of speech and my opinion, you know? And what other people think. You know, I believe in biblical principles, you know, what the Bible says about homosexuality in the Old Testament and New Testament, not Leviticus. It says it in Genesis, says it in Romans, it says it in Corinthians. Corinthians scares the crap out of it. That's really blunt what they say about homosexuals. That's really blunt.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And for example, I did a few of my guests are lesbians on here also, and transgender. Mariah Moreno we had that discussion also why Vince have a problem with hiring transgenders. And is that even a few other ones also in the Indies are definitely lesbians. But I'm surprised it's not a fight against that, though, from that. But
well,
really,
I
think Vince, But I think Vince is really caring. The only thing he cares about is how well his WWE network does, or if he's still a billionaire and the stock market doing good. He don't care about the creativity right now of wrestling, as long as he's making money and he's not another company is not in his way of gaining way more viewers. That's the only thing right there.
To a point, he should care about, you know, he's a businessman. That's what he does. He should care about bills and money and all that. But when do you draw the line? That's the thing. What do you go for and what do you not go for? You know? And sometimes it's hard to, you know, sometimes it's hard to see, you know, what this man would do and what he wouldn't do. You know, where's the line drawn? You know? I could not see myself supporting a transgender wrestler. I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. I could not do it or support it, you know, support them, you know. And I think most wrestling fans are not ready for that just yet. I mean, during Young is getting, you know, he's getting his fan base is growing, you know, slowly.
I mean, I don't think
WWE or any other sport is ready for opening full-blown gay wrestling 24 hours a day around them. Not, you know, not only 24 hours a day, but in this, you know, in a respective season. It won't all the time.
Right. And also, WWE got to realize that they do have viewership that are gay and lesbians also that watch their program. And also they really, I had a couple gay friends, they admired when Goldust first came out with the gimmick. They see it as like an art and very entertainment also. With that and Adrian Adonis also.
Mm-hmm.
It drew ratings and controversial also.
And Bill and Chuck wedding. that stunt.
Right, and I still remember right there that Glad thought they was on NBC Good Morning America. They was going to actually get married. And they get me.
See, I would never do gay people could, you know, watch what they want, you know, they do what they want. But if I was, you know, have my own wrestling company, I wouldn't do anything like that. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do anything, you know, jeopardize my Christian beliefs or things like that. I couldn't do it.
Right.
You know, I definitely will not do no gay marriages, no transgender wrestling, nothing like that. You know? So you mentioned Black Lives Matter earlier.
Right.
The two women that interrupted Bernie Sanders, that was just bad.
Yeah.
It's a time and place for everything. That was the wrong place and definitely the wrong time.
Right, I understand they're trying to get that point across to both. It's just, for example, like Stephanie Rollins Blake, she didn't do nothing about police brutality until this riot happened. This is what set off everything right here. When they finally riot, she wants to speak, and they were just trying to get the point across. But I still said that they kind of went the wrong way though. Did they know they read their facts on Bernie Sanders' history of fighting civil rights with Martin Luther King?
No. They didn't read.
And I tried to reach out to these young women to get them on the show and talk about their organization, Black Lives Matter, but they never responded. I'm not going to humiliate y'all. I just want to keep it 100, basically. Y'all can speak whatever what's on your mind about what's going on in today's society or police brutality and everything like that.
And the more interviews you do, the more the word get out. Especially do something that,
right.
You know, grassroots, and get around, you know, more. Because social media is only one form you get it out, but you more people you do, you know, more interviews you do, the more the word get out.
Right.
You know? Now, I got to admit, though, I'm going to say this. I am not a fan of Black Lives Matter. I am not a fan of it. I mean, if it works, people getting on it, you know, let them do what they want to do. But I personally, I'm not a fan of it for different reasons. You know, one reason is that...
Don't forget Jeb Bush. They went after Jeb Bush, though.
Yeah, they have Jeb Bush, you know, that, which is... They're going after everybody with no cause or anything. You know, I'm not for it because, one, you know, being, you know, black-on-black crime is a bad thing. We've been going on for years. I don't see any... When a cop kills a black person, this one's all uproar. Now, even, I say a lot of cases, the blacks that were in there, you know, they were guilty. And that recently, the Sandra, the lady in Texas, Sandra Bland, I think her name was, Sandra.
Right.
You know, they went like, the police do this, police do this. Evidence came out, she actually didn't kill herself. They showed a video of her in a jail, and the cop didn't do anything. You know, but no one's apologizing about that. You know,
I think that was racial profiling and racism right there. They did the same thing in Texas with the police officer that got fired recently for shooting a young teenage male in the parking lot.
I saw the video. Yeah. The video's on that. But what was the kid doing walking on cars and doing crazy stuff like that? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, he has a mental condition. They just,
you know?
Then, some type of mental. Yeah.
He has a mental condition. Okay. Sad. That's sad. But where was the parents? Why was that kid going out and the parents wasn't doing anything? One of my friends has a child who has a mental, you know, illness. They are around him. They make sure he doesn't do anything. I have a cousin who's a little bit slow. He's like in his 60s, who has like a mental illness. We make sure he's around 24/7. We make sure someone's around him 24/7. We make sure he's not by himself. He's taken care of. Where was the parent? Where's the kid's family? See, some things that.
But he was driving, though. I think he was seven. He looked 17 or 18. Yeah. But I think maybe the meds, maybe he wasn't taking his meds, and that's what I think that's what caused for him to go in there and stuff.
Yeah, but what's the cops going to say? Some of them, man, they going, you know, what is a cop going to say? Okay, cop has 3 seconds to decide whether to shoot somebody or not shoot somebody. And it's getting worse out there. You and I live in a Baltimore City area. It's not getting any better with the violence. It's not. Cops are, you know, really on edge, you know, got all these people and everything. See, I'm thinking from a cop's point of view because I had both sides. I've been harassed by the police, you know, profiled, and I also went to police meetings representing, you know, my community, my church, and police community meetings. So I know what the cops are looking for. I know what to do in a situation like that. You
right.
know, when being harassed, you know. But
I dealt with that 15 years ago with racial profiling when I was coming from Blockbuster Video, and when I seen someone across street that I knew that was driving, you know, was talking, and all of a sudden I see the I see one Italian cop along with this white one questioning me and stuff and all of this, checking my bag from Blockbuster and everything and all this type of shit, you know.
Now did you get smart with the officer? You didn't get smart with them?
No, not at all, no.
See, you play that smart, because they do that stuff. Sometimes, like some cops, this part, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. You know, you could say that it's kind of wrong. But they do that. They will, you know, ask somebody a question to see what they're going to do to push their buttons. They do that to see who they're dealing with. Because I had a similar situation to you. I mean, I was coming from New York City. I had, like, four cops coming around me. They start asking me all these questions, this and this and that. I didn't get smart with them. I had my ID on them, and you know, had my ID on me, you know, and they was just, they checked me out. I didn't get smart. See, things you don't do with the cops. You don't run. You don't get smart. You obey the officer, you know, especially when you're innocent. I'm not gonna run or get smart because I'm innocent. I never been in jail. I never committed any crimes. So I know it's wrong. They had no reason to do it, but I just kept my mouth shut, and it was over. You know, we don't know. See, blacks don't know what to do when it comes to the police. They don't know. Now, Eric Garner, his case, you know, cops are around to him. Now, he just kept mouthing off. Just keep your mouth. He should have kept his mouth shut and just listened to the police. Then they wanted to put him in the hip, you know, in the chokehold. Now, they were wrong for killing him because he gave up. They kept on putting pressure on him. You know, because they were wrong. That case, you know, they were wrong. But if he just would have kept his mouth shut and listened to the police and stopped arguing with him, he was arguing for about 3 minutes. You never win an argument with a cop with a gun. That's not black. You don't argue with a black person when they have a gun ready to mug you. So why do you argue with a cop who has legally can shoot you? You know? We don't know what to do in this situation.
I just believe that they need to do a background check on these people who are trying out to be officers of the in any state in the United States. They need to do background checks to see if they if they are racist or have any history of that and all of this.
Extensive background check. That'd be good. That's a good idea because the FBI does that. CIA does that.
Right.
So, yeah. That's not a bad idea. You know.
Right.
But here's a thought. During the civil rights movement, when, you know, blacks were getting antagonized by the police in the South, by regular people in the South, the civil rights workers, before they went into the South, they had to get training how to deal with situations. They had to get training how to, like, not fight back, not do this, and how to take harsh treatment, how to respond to it. They had to get trained. Today, no one's training us what to do. Our supposedly black leaders who are around the civil rights movement, what are they doing? Nothing. You know? Now, here in Baltimore, there are some churches that are trying to, you know, work on that. You know, some church and some other organization are trying to do that. You know, but overall, no one's doing it. So if they combine the two, an extensive black background check on the law officers and black people will learn how to deal with cops better in situations, things will be a whole lot better. A whole lot better. But we can't stop. We can't blame the police for everything they're doing wrong and calling them for help. That doesn't make sense. That's hypocritical. I personally still trust the police. Even though I had my three bad experiences with them, I still trust them. Because when the police are around, I'm not looking over my shoulder for police. I'm not worried about getting harassed by police. Now getting robbed, that's a concern. Especially when I travel around the city a lot, you know, I'm always dealing with people. That is a concern. I ain't worried about the cops. You know, black on black crime is real for a reason. That's why they call black on black crime, because black people attack black people. So overwhelmingly, more black people kill and attack other black people more than the police ever have. You know? So I'm not worrying about the police. They're not my concern, really.
There are good cops and bad cops. It's like bad apples, good, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah, speaking of the movie, this is a movie called Straight Outta Compton, the movie about N.W.A., that's coming out.
Right.
Now, when they came out, they had legit, there was 100% legit concern because blacks were being harassed. Most of them weren't doing anything wrong. They were just getting antagonized by every cop it is. That was racial profiling at its highest. You know,
right.
They had reason to complain and do what they had to do. But now the cops
right.
have changed more ways than you think, but who's committing the crimes now? We are. You know?
Right.
We're doing the wrong more. Well, but I just think... Go ahead.
Right, and also because they... California had a long history of police brutality also.
Yeah. It definitely did.
And that was another reason also NWA started Fuck the Police track also.
You know, but now you go to Compton in L.A., it's not as bad as it was during the late 80s, early 90s, and it's not as bad now. It's it has calmed down a lot. You know, I don't think L.A. is in the top 10 for crime anymore, for murders. They're not even in the top 10.
Right. The more they legalize marijuana.
Oh, I would definitely be not. Medical purposes, I'm mixed on that. But legalizing for recreation, I'm 100% against that. I'm a conservative Republican, you know. I am very, conservative in my beliefs. And that, I wouldn't legalize marijuana. But I see things will get worse from it.
Yeah, it's from the earth, but it's way healthier than cigarettes. It's like cigarettes are the most killer.
The interesting thing, you mentioned cigarettes. That's a good thing you mentioned, because the government was definitely wrong for legalizing cigarettes. They were dead wrong on it. Even though they had an age limit, they were still wrong. But over the years, it's been the laws has been getting stricter on cigarettes. Like you used to be able to smoke and doing commercials. You used to see cigarette commercials on TV a lot. They stopped doing that. You have more non-smoking places than you had before, like during the 60s. You know, they're taxing cigarettes more so people won't be able to buy them. So they're trying to get, you know, they're coming down hard on cigarettes because that's a mistake they made.
Right.
The government made on that. But they're not going to do the same thing with marijuana. Well, I don't know. Colorado and Washington State, they did, they legalized it, you know. So hopefully the other states will follow. But we'll see what happens on that.
Yeah, I'm doing it for a tax the move to, the economy, even with the taxes also, to be taxed for it also. To just bring in money for states also.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the reasons. And also put a tax on that, a way more bigger tax for cigarettes right there. Because these tobacco companies is actually killing people. Killing people, though.
Oh, yeah. And it's a hard thing to stop smoking. It is super hard. But you stop early enough, your lungs will heal. But it is hard. very hard. I've seen right. people go, you know, try to stop, you know, it is a struggle for a lot of people. If we, you know, I think if our leaders will stand up more and then ACP stop, you know, stop going, you know, crying racism all the time. See, the NACP should go into the community and try to build, get people jobs in the communities more and stop crying racism, this and that. Our leaders doing it, our black leaders are going in the wrong direction. The reason why people are committing crimes is because our leadership is not helping them. Our churches are not helping them. So they're doing things that they don't want to do. You know, if they were smart, if our leaders were smart, they would try to bring opportunities to the black communities. They would be lobbying, but I don't see any leaders lobbying for jobs to come. None.
Mm.
Or is that, or build, or we should build, you know, in our communities, but black people don't want to build because they move it out from the community because they're tired of the nonsense. So I put the blame on the lead of black leaders on anything, because if a leader will step up, you know, people want me doing all this crazy nonsense, all this illegal stuff. I blame my leader.
Right. And Bernie Sanders was talking about that also, creating jobs for inequality.
I saw his platform.
And universal health care also. And that's what everything, but the Obamacare to me was a letdown.
Oh, major letdown.
They took away people's hours also, and even programs. They said that the House was going to actually make Obama look bad by doing that. Approval rating was keep going up and down. I still remember that in 2013 to 2014.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how his approval rating is now, but I am enjoying the Republicans like crazy right now. With the debate last week, I was enjoying both. I saw both debates. They were incredible. I enjoyed both of them. Now, I have to admit, I don't have any favorites. There's no one I like. I like everybody except for Donald Trump. I don't have any favorite ones I would go out and just vote for yet. But
they said Donald Trump wanted to destroy the Republican Party.
Yes,
he wanted to crash.
Yes. That's a concern of mine. When he said that he will, if he doesn't get the nomination for the Republican side for president, the Republican nomination, he will go as a third party. That will split the party out and put another Democrat in office. I'm like, no. We don't.
Yeah.
I personally don't want another Democrat.
Yeah, he going independent. Yeah.
That's going to be
also,
bad.
Right. Taking votes away also.
Right.
But it do seem like one candidate, like from Ted Cruz.
And Ted Cruz is good. You know, he said some good stuff. Rubio, Ben Carson. Now, Ben Carson's a first-time politician, and he's doing this good. He made some
right, –
he impressed a lot of people.
Definitely in second place. And he still want to challenge Obama.
Yeah.
On his Obamacare.
And, you know, he knows about it because he's been a doctor for a lot of years.
Yeah.
You know?
It do feel like a car note, like it's like evil order, like be poor for Bob with Obamacare. It's like being poor. It's like it felt like a car note. Like the more fat, more people in household, the more money you gotta pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unconstitutional for why find people that doesn't want it.
Right. That's very unconstitutional. You know. That's borderline socialism. That's why, you know.
Right.
If somebody don't want it, they don't find them for it. That's their choice. You know? And he even admits.
Right.
Obama apologized for people who lost insurance, and he admit that it wasn't executed right. But you can't do nothing about it now. How are you going to fix it? It's still messed up. You know?
Yeah, the House. Yep. The House decided not to fund certain programs when it finally started coming around Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, even Medicaid also looked like almost a nail in the coffin with that, with Medicaid. And I noticed even for people that have state jobs, a lot of taxes coming, their take home pay is lesser than their gross pay because of Obama healthcare. It's miserable now for most people to work for the state.
Right. The Obamacare does not benefit the working man. It does not.
Right.
The working man who's losing the hours, the working man that, you know, has paid more money for insurance, it's not benefiting us. Health insurance is supposed to be a benefit, not a pain in the neck. It's coming
right.
A pain in the neck.
Yeah. And then they were saying corporate America, calling them cronies, but Bernie Sanders is trying to get jobs, and he actually now exposing all these corporate business because of their tax write-offs and tax returns and stuff. Their employees should be making more, should be getting more raises.
Bernie Sanders seems like he's going in the right direction.
And
he
said
family oriented.
Right. Exactly.
You know, but,
independent, I still consider him still independent to me. It felt that way also.
But see, also, right now it's Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and I don't know anyone else who's running.
Martin O'Malley.
That's right.
Yeah, Martin O'Malley apologizing to the because of when he was saying All Lives Matter, he apologized for that to the Black Matters organization.
I wouldn't vote for O'Malley. He taxed the state to death. No, I don't know how much support he's going to get, but from what I hear, he has a good bit of money saved up. And all that. So I don't know about O'Malley, how far he can go. Oh, what's this feud going on in rap music? Was it Drake and some feud that Drake is feuding with somebody? I forgot his name.
Right.
But he's doing some kind of rap battle and all that. You know, I'm not into this new school rap that much. You know, all this stuff rap. But a rap battle is pretty cool to watch if it's done right. If it's done with
right.
good people. But, you know, I do not mind seeing rap battles. You know, they've always been fighting. I know old schools are like Kumo D and L. Cool J used to battle. You know, they had rap battles going on for a while.
Right.
But you like rap battles?
You like rap battles? Rap battles, yeah. There's some good ones out there. Brakeman having a field day on Meek Mills and
Meek Mills, that's a guy. So who do you think if you will be a rap? Who do you think will go rappers right now? Your opinion, right now. Kendrick Lamar.
Right
one?
Now. Yeah, he's one. Yeah.
Eminem.
Yeah, he's still one. Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Big. Let's see. Big Sean. I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat.
He's okay. Who else has some good? You still have the Kanye Wests out here and Jay Z.
Nas. Isn't Nas supposed to put
an
album out
soon? Yeah. Who else? Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa. I forgot about him. How about Iggy Azalea? You like Iggy Azalea?
No, she's another one. I still say Fergie's better than her. And which Fergie been around longer than you think, from Kids Incorporated. From the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that. What's your thoughts on Nicki Minaj? Okay, you don't have to go. You don't have to
fake,
go.
The fake blood. the fake butt implants, and it's like right. I guess she's gonna be going for the face next, just like Lil' Kim. She won't be so much like her.
Now I did like her when she first came out.
Yeah.
You know, because whenever she gets an appearance on a song, she just changed the whole song. She changed the whole the whole feel of the song when she just did her cameos. You know? But now, I don't know what got on her now.
Right. I mean, they not showcasing more female artists. I see these reality shows that they someone representing Missy Elliott or Timbaland or even Rick Ross and stuff and Pharrell. But that name is out there and in the mainstream thing is like, where are the women competition at? And you have Remy just getting out of prison and will she finally battle with Nicki Minaj?
Whoa, wow. So when did Remy get out of prison? When did this happen?
I think this was like a few months ago. Yeah.
Oh.
She was in there with seven. What did it seem like? 7 years.
Wow. But yeah, I'll pick old school rap over new school rap any day. That's just me. You know.
Right, of course that, yeah. That's the pace right there.
Mm-hmm.
When you see these 80s and 90s ones, I'm artists, even with, besides hip-hop and stuff, they was all number. They all had a number one hit. They was, yeah. Nowadays, they don't.
Right.
Wow.
But, you know, few things I did. There are like some things I did like, you know, about rap music, today's rap music. But you got to go back, though. The little dance thing, the Soulja Boy, you know.
Right.
And then the booty.
Right. Soulja Boy,
dude,
one number.
You know?
Right, one hit wonder.
Yeah. It, you know, I didn't like the doggy that much. You know, teaching me how to doggy. That was okay, but I wasn't really into the doggy that much.
Right. You had others like tag team 69 boys.
Oh yeah, Titsy Roll. Let me see your Titsy Roll.
Yeah, I think they paved the way for these Soulja Boys and party rap songs.
Mhm.
Dance songs.
I don't remember having a Busta Rhymes.
He's still out there. He usually sometimes do mixtapes and stuff. I guess he's set for he definitely financially set. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, he just watching the sitting back, watching the course. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he did a lot. I mean, for 20. He's been around a long time for a 25-year career.
Mhm.
Yeah, he's definitely sad because from all the movies and everything, he invested his money well. And don't forget international. You never know; he might go overseas now. A lot of rap, old school rap artists do now.
Oh yeah, they tour like Europe, Japan. You know, continental right. Europe, country Japan.
Yep, and Rob Bass is actually popular over in Europe.
He is. Whoa. His song "It Takes Two." You know, that's a hip hop classic.
Right, Scott. Yep. His sidekick,
Rob Bass, and DJ Easy Rock.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, Wayne, it has definitely been fun, you know, just talking stuff, wrestling, politics, and all sorts of other stuff. You got a wide variety of stuff on the Wrestling Effect. It's not just about wrestling, you know, it's about a whole lot of other stuff, which is a good thing.
A whole lot of pop culture.
Yeah.
Takes the putting out of Bill Cosby's victim's mouth.
Whoa. I won't touch that one, but you. That man did ruin his own career, you know.
Well, that's what I think. I'm on the group page for the fans out there or the. Have a Bill Cosby straight out of Jello, straight out of Jello, or pills or something, or.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. During the '90s, the man was so popular. The '80s and the '90s, the man was so popular. He had so much money. He was trying to buy NBC. You know, and now look at him now.
Yeah, I think he was once part owner of the Browns organization.
He probably was.
Yeah, and they was coming out more and more. I think three women more came out recently again.
But here's the thing. He was hanging around a group of women, and everybody was doing the same thing, sex, drugs. They were all doing it. So who's to say that he, you know, he probably did rape somebody. Probably did. But why would a woman who be hanging around that kind of lifestyle and run around those people just to get famous? I mean, mm-hmm. if you give the devil room to do something, he's gonna come. You get open the door to the devil, he's gonna come in and make himself home. So, but they complain to him, you know, that he drugged them. You know, but, they, you know, they were around him trying to get famous, you know. You shouldn't never drug him. Don't get me wrong, you shouldn't never get famous. But if you just around him like that crowd, this is, you're not going to get anything decent. So
right.
He kind of, you know, he laid, Bill Cosby laid his bed in, laid his own bed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is
right.
This Shaggy. I used to watch Fat Albert. I used to watch Fat Howard, you know.
Right.
And I used to watch
Different World also. He did that also.
Oh, yeah. I love Different World. I used to watch that show, too.
Right. Got me, you know, believe it was like, I think what it called, Hillman College. It kind of reminded me of a Morgan State University. It was so believable. It felt real, though.
Yeah, that was good television back then. I don't watch any black shows now, to tell you the truth. I used to watch them, but now they just like, I can't get into them for some reason. You know, I can't get into any television shows, really. I can't say that one really good TV show that's my favorite. I can't say it.
Yeah, reality shows taking over.
Right, and I'm not too big into reality shows anymore. You know,
right.
I used to watch the Kardashians, but not now since Bruce Jenner, and it's like something's not right. You know, that man worries me. I'm worried about that man.
Yeah,
you know,
annoying.
You're 60-something years old, and you're 60, you decide you want to become a woman, and you were the prime definition of the alpha male. I mean, the guy is the most celebrated Olympic athlete in history. You think about Michael Phelps, from Maryland, our state. Won more medals than anybody in Olympic history, but yet he didn't get the same kind of endorsement as Bruce Jenner did. Same kind of speaking engagements. He didn't get any of that. You know?
Right.
So I'm like, something's not right with Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. He's still going to be Bruce to me. I'm sorry. You know, still going to be Bruce to me.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, time's run out for me on Wrestling Factor tonight. But yeah, it has been fun.
Definitely.
Definitely going to do it again.
Yep. The best show going right now for 2 years.
Yes, 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 yes. You're doing good, man. Doing good, Wayne. I'm glad to be a co-host with you.
Definitely.
All right, man. Until next time.
All right.
How many teach-ups saying later?
Later. Wrestling fans, it's been a good 90-minute show tonight. We discussed every major topic, and definitely an invitational for Eva McMahon to show up on this show, or even Kevin Dunn to address their situation, oddball questions, what everyone wants to know. And anyone from the Black Lives Matter organization, you come on my show anytime to discuss police brutality in this country also. It needs to be rectified. So this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off.
Woo! like I'm Ripley. Middle finger to the big boss, man, aka police. Guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm seeing punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the Gaja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Gonna bother you with this rhyming, man. I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium's pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. Stop talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.